Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, it's a land of barbed wire, moonshine, whiskey. Park your car before you get stuck. Go and grab you a beer and get on up in the truck. It's going down tonight. It's all on me, it's BYOB, and I got all we need. Yeah, boy, I'm about to show me a city slicker how to kick it in the sticks with the critters down on the side of the bomb wire. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you're gonna grow. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up. They all came to kick it in the sticks. So pop a top and drop a tailgate. Yeah, we're cranking up AC/DC, Hank Skinner, and George Strait. Where's the girls? About to call them up. A little southern drawl said, hey, trouble's up. It's going down tonight. Now they're pulling up, they got the jacked up trucks, a slab covered in mud. Bikini tops and Daisy Duke Dent. Hopping out, singing outlaw women down on our side of the bomb wild. Money grows and rolls, if it don't, you're gonna grow. So we hang out by the bonfires. Good old boys having a dang good time. We crank it up, we get loud. Throwing down in the dirty, dirty south down here.
We are live every Thursday night right here on Unknown Paranormal Radio. We've got a great show for you tonight. It's been a couple of weeks out. We're live tonight, ready to bring it to you for 2 weeks. You got your hosts, Justin Eric and Kevin Brown of Fort Worth Paranormal. We're ready to get this thing going. Justin! Hello! Are you with me? I guess not. Anyway, folks, we got a great show the last 2 weeks. Unknown, not Unknown Radio, but Blog Talk itself, you know, anytime you deal with computers or servers or mechanics or people or something, something's going to go wrong. And they've had some pretty bad storms out there the last couple of weeks, and the server actually crashed. So the last 2 weeks, we've not been able to do the show, and now we're going to play a little bit of catch-up. We've got a lot of things to talk about tonight. There's so much stuff that's been going on across the country, and we've got some cool stuff lined up for you guys. We've got some advice. We've got some breaking news. We've got some shout-outs to make. And we did a little research on the numbers here over the last couple of months of our listeners and been tuning in and checking it out after the fact and so on and so forth. We want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll talk a little bit about our numbers and everything a little bit later in the show, but we're going to try to get this thing kicked off right now. One of the things we like to do around here is play music. You know, every week you're going to get a whole bunch of BF. That's just standard. And pretty common when it comes to us and our Texas. That's how we do it. There's a whole bunch of BS before we teamed up by step. You probably won't listen again next week, and we hope that you tell your friends. And join us here every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be sure to tune in. 6 nights of Unknown Paranormal Radio has an outstanding lineup of shows every single night out there, I believe, except for Saturday. So give them a check right here on blogradio.com. /unknownpg. Like I said, one of the things we like to do is play music. And, you know, hey, we're from Texas. I mean, this is what we do. And if you're from Texas, there's a little bit of country music that comes with it. It's the spirit of summer. With the sun coming out and the people in the trucks and the boats and the jet skis. And, oh, man, I can't wait. I can't wait. We're going to get right off into it with a little tune from Craig Morgan. Be back in a few minutes, folks.
My buddies out on the lake, we're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evan Rudy, fired up, feed us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine, just idle on over, tossing some line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's 5 house boat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat that sun. The Redneck Yacht Club. Flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party bar strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's 5 house boat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat that sun. The Redneck Yacht Club. Making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's 5 house boat front porches, astroturf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat that sun. Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
investigation and you aren't quite sure what to do, what to think, and this is for you guys. Well, we have a solution. Here it is.
Hey guys, that's right, we are back and we are live. Justin, hear me? Are you there? Dadgum, Mark, can I tell you what, they're having a hell of a time with communications out in that part of the world. I don't know what's going on. He is in the queue and he is live, but I don't know what's happening. But we're going to roll on, man. We're going to roll on with it. He'll get it fixed. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, smashing the stash. You know, it's funny, I was talking to my kids. We were driving. You know, my kids, man, they hear all this stuff. And we're driving down the road, and all of a sudden, my little girl, she looks over at me. She goes, Daddy. I said, what? She goes, smashing the stash. I started laughing. I said, oh, dadgum, I don't know where she gets that kind of stuff, man. It's one of those things, you know, I try to teach them right. You know, I try to bring them up right and, you know, put good things in. And all I ever get is, you know, I mean, it's just Bill Nance and, I mean, who knows.
Woo! Sonny, Jim.
I don't know where they get it. I really don't. I mean, every time I turn around, they're saying something. But that's why I love them. You know, I love those little girls. My kids are my life, and that's why we do everything that we do. But anyway, we're going to get off of that. You know, in this show, we don't talk about the paranormal all the time. Half of it's paranormal, half of it's regular, but we feel like the paranormal is part of our life. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things that just kind of comes with it. And we talk about everything on this show. And tonight, like I said, we've been out for the last couple of weeks due to technical difficulties out there on the this big endless series of invisible tubes that we call the internet. We don't know because you can't touch it. You can't go there. They're having some problems over there. And thank God, you know, they got some good people out there at Blog Talk, man. They got on that thing. They got it fixed. We appreciate them doing that. You know, otherwise, I mean, we'd be sitting here and just,
dadgummit. Dadgummit.
Exactly what I said last week. I had a good one lined up. And couldn't get through, man. Just couldn't get through. So tonight we're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to talk about the explosion in West Texas. We're going to talk about the Boston bombing out there. We're going to talk about gun laws. We're going to talk about Duck Dynasty, the season finale. Oh, man, I know everybody watched that daggum thing. A couple, some, you know, country stars in the news, some different types of things. Talk about some recent events here locally in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we also have a birthday shout-out. We have some breaking news and then something new we're going to bring to the program. It's called Relationship Advice for 2013 and Beyond. There are some things that, you know, sometimes common sense comes in really handy. And we're going to get all that stuff out there this evening. I tell you what, you know, most of the stuff you hear on this show is, well, it's bullshit. I ain't going to lie to you. It's, you know, we have a lot of fun. We try to keep it easy. And just have fun with this thing and be who we are because we do this every week. We love it. And we want to just say thank you to everybody that listens every single week, everybody that gets in the chat. We appreciate you guys taking the time, jumping online, listening to this little internet radio show. But we are happy to do it every week. And I tell you what, Kevin with Unknown, the man here, the one who runs this whole thing, he is pretty much in charge of all of it. You know, he also runs a team. Paranormal investigation team out in East Texas called Unknown Paranormal, one of the coolest guys you'll ever meet. And he gives Justin and I the chance to do this thing every week, and we really appreciate that. And I hope the hell that he appreciates us. Let me tell you something, son. We are blowing those freaking numbers out, Jack. I looked at the analytics here today. Everybody out there has got a good program, but dadgummit, man, we're killing them. Our numbers are huge, man. I mean, some weeks we have up to 600 listeners that come in on the archives. We have up to 40, 50, you know, depending on what week it is, live listeners that come in, people that join in the chat, you know, and thank you guys so much. We appreciate y'all tuning in and listening to this stuff. We hope that you like it. We hope that you like the music. We hope that you think it's funny and serious when it needs to be and informative and all that kind of stuff to keep you coming back every single week. But we are open to suggestions. If you listen every week and you want to hear something, you want to see us incorporate this or that, we'd be more than happy to, you know, just shoot us an email, let us know whatever we got to do, and we will get that done for you. So, but in between all the BS and the laughing and all that other kind of stuff, music is a big thing of what we do. And we've looked up some new music here for a while, and I'm going to play a song real quick, and you guys tell me what you think. I think you're going to like this brand new. We'll be right back.
Thank you. How's everybody doing?
Welcome back to Ghost Hunt. Now, Dustin, you have made it. What's happening, bro?
I made it. Dude, I had to restart my phone like a mofo. I was looking at my phone. I about wanted to toss that thing against the wall, and I'm sitting here, you dadgum. You know, where's Bill Dance at a time like this?
you're on Verizon, aren't you?
I will not confirm nor deny.
You know what, man?
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
You should have had AT&T. I'm talking all that smack over the years about Verizon. And look who's able to call in on the show on time. Imagine that, man. Well, we are glad to have you, Justin. Thank you for coming in, folks. We are live every Thursday night with your host, Justin Eric. Boom. And yours truly, Mr. Kevin Bryan. This is Ghost Hunt Texas Style. We do this live, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We try to do it every week when we can. You know, we write all this stuff down. We put it all together. We load it up, and then we get up here and dadgum computers, you know, sometimes. Hey, do you know what? That's in the past. We're going to move on and move forward. Right now. I think
right now.
One of the things we got up. Breaking news. Coming in, breaking news, Duck Dynasty has season 3 finale. Oh, man, I saw the preview for it, and they said, the Dynasty season finale is this. I'll just... I mean, the whole damn season. They were playing two brand new episodes a night for like the first 3 or 4 weeks, and they dropped it back to one. I was pissed. You know, I'm like, what am I going to do? And then there's, you know, another 5 or 6 weeks maybe there of one episode here, and then they gave us a 2-hour finale. And these dudes, they Willie took the whole family out there to Hawaii. I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but, our little Pinto Bean, Miss Rachel Williams there on our team, she was over the other night. We were watching that dadgum thing. Oh, it's funny, man. I love it to death, man. It's good. You know, the funny joke in there. Oh, Phil, he's my favorite, man. I know all of them are good. Everybody likes Cy and all this, but Phil's my favorite, man. He's in Hawaii held up in a damn hotel room, just enthralled watching the Bourne Identity. He loves Jason Bourne. That old Bourne, he's hard to catch. He said, that's my kind of man. He loved it. I mean, they're out there in Cy, of all people. He's in Hawaii arguing with the concierge there about taking him to the Mayan ruins. We're like, you're not even on the same side of the... But he was dead set on any old rock with the Mayan ruins. You know what? But that's what's funny about that damn show. You know, you never know what you're going to get out of that guy.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got some more news. As a matter of fact, speaking of breaking news on TMZ, old Reese Witherspoon was arrested. Apparently, Jim Towth, her husband, ended up getting a DWI. And I actually have, check this out, I actually have the written out playwright, I guess you could say, of what happened. So check this out. Reese Witherspoon.
Do you know my name, sir?
Officer, don't need to know. Reese Witherspoon.
You need to know my name.
Officer, not quite yet. Reese.
You're about to find out who I am.
Reese.
I have done nothing against the law.
Officer, yes you did. You didn't obey my orders.
I have to obey your orders?
Well, I'll make a long story short here, folks. Yeah, she was being an ass, and she looked like an ass. And they actually have they actually have dash cam video on there. Dash cam.
This is a family program.
I said dash cam. What the heck?
Dadgummit.
You know what though?
What?
I can't get in the chat still. It's crap.
Well, there's a cold beer to ease your...
I appreciate the coldie. Give me a couple more.
There you go.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Well, that right now, overload.
Excuse me. Right now, we're going to do a special little thing for just a few seconds. And then, Justin, you and I are going to finish this song off here a cappella via the speakerphone, okay? You ready? I'm going to turn this down to just a little bit. And we're going to see what happens because it's a very special person that we want to give a shout-out to tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens on this thing. What? Birthday song. Justin, you ready? Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday to you. That's right. That's how we do it. We want to give a big shout out to
Michelle Vance.
Happy birthday, girl. We love you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for being on the phone. You know, she's good people, man. She's part of that Stew crew out there. We love the Stew crew. Even though the Stew does do a replay on Thursday night, that may be why our damn number is so low. But we do want to say thank you and happy birthday to her. Thank you for taking this time to join with us, girl. We love you. We will see you soon in Florida. Justin, we're going to Florida, Jack. We are going to Florida. Also, on a serious note, we would like to extend our sympathies and prayers, thoughts, and concerns for Michelle and her family. Recently was just hit with some bad news that unfortunately most people are not ever going to be able to avoid in their lifetime in some form or fashion. And we're not going to announce it here. You know, the people that know her and are close to her know what's going on, and we love her. We'll be praying for you, and we know everything's going to be right because you're too good to go away. And that's just the way it works. So, Michelle, we love you. We're pulling for you. You got all the prayers coming as big as Texas right down the pipe over to Florida for you. So we'll be
got
here
that right.
Every step of the way. So, Justin, a couple things we're going to talk about. I know you have some inside information on this stuff.
Okay.
Talk to me about the gun laws. Tell me a little bit, real quick, not in depth, nothing lengthy here. But what's going on with the gun laws? What's the most current stuff? Can you still carry a gun? Can you still operate a firearm inside the United States?
You sure can. Absolutely. As far as gun law stuff, I mean, I guess if you think about the concealed handgun licenses for those folks that actually qualify to carry them after a background check. Granted, you know, I think what were they were actually supposed to send it up to the Supreme Court and Congress and the Senate and all that stuff or whatever to actually make it a more extensive background check for those folks that want to carry a concealed weapon, you know, with a license, of course. And the Senate dropped that thing like a bad habit and said, nope, everybody has the right to bear arms.
I heard that.
Now, again, I know that there's some debate. I'm not going to get into the debate or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, being that I am in the military, I do believe that everybody has a right to defend themselves in the event that something does happen. So I am a father. I do have three children. And I would like the chance to protect them if the situation has ever arises, but thank God that situation hasn't arisen, and I pray that it never will arise, and stuff like that. So,
well,
I'm just saying.
I mean, real quick, man, if something like that ever happens, dude, the rednecks are gonna revolt. I mean,
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is gonna get whooped over this thing.
You know it's gonna happen. you know it is. That's something else. You know, the other day. Last week, they had the opening ceremonies for the George W. Bush library in Vandale. He's doing all up there at SMU in Dallas. Well, they had all four of the living presidents here in Dallas to do this thing.
Right.
And, you know, it's crazy. I mean, in the old days when you look at history and over time, there's been a lot of people that did some pretty violent, outlandish kind of very aggressive acts towards presidents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember back when Obama got elected, man. You know, I heard a ton of people talking about, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. You know, saying, oh, you know, people were going to try to assassinate this guy pretty quick. Hasn't happened, you know. Didn't happen when he was down here in Dallas, I can tell you that much. You know, and it's one of those things, and you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and it's kind of like this country feels like a time bomb just ticking. You know, it's like you're almost just freaking waiting for something to happen. And it's nuts. You know, if I was him, I would have been very scared. You know, any president, I'd be very scared. I mean, you know, especially with everything going on in the world today, you know, the gun laws and all this kind of stuff. Everything happened. It's just nuts. It really.
Now check this out. I got another bit of news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. check this out. Hold on. I kind of vented on Facebook earlier, but this is kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It has been brought to light that some of our military leaders at the Pentagon are now possibly looking to implement a court-martial with a dishonorable discharge for those armed services members that, quote, share their faith with somebody else.
What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I got one thing that I think sums up all of the frustration and aggravation with that kind of shit. Here it is. Check this out.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
I don't know who's doing that stuff. Thank you guys for joining us. This is Ghost Hunting Texas style. We are live right here with your host, Justin Eric. And Kevin Bryan, and we were talking about some kind of serious stuff, playing some music, some things that are going on in here. You know, guys, this is not your everyday average paranormal radio show. Reason being, we really don't talk about the paranormal that much. It's just, daggum. It's one of those things. We do try to get a little in there. And, Justin, we're going to have a guest coming up on the show here in the next couple of weeks. Why don't you tell the folks out there who this is? I know you were telling me a little bit offline about this person, and she sounds legit, man. Who is this lady?
Well, hold on one second. Let me scroll down and get it real quick. Her name is Karen Van Hammond. she reached out and actually contacted me today. I'm going to be getting back with her once we actually have a solid date and everything. But she's actually the author of a book that's called Shoe Marks. It's a 5-star rated paranormal book that is inspired by true events that took place in none other than Texas.
All right.
And it's also, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And it's making acclaim worldwide in the paranormal genre. It's one of the number one best-selling titles on Amazon right now. And all that good stuff. It's been endorsed by several different folks that have a very high reputation in the field. So it's really cool. I'm going to begin with her, and then we're going to schedule up something and get ready to rock and roll, man.
Hell yeah, man. Rock and roll. That's right, dude. That sounds great. You know, we've had a lot of really cool guests on this show, and a lot of times, Justin, you and I just sit here and kind of BS, you know, and that's what we do. And when we promote this thing and tell everybody, hey, y'all come listen to us, you know, so what's the show about? Well, you know, most of it is BS, and, you know, we laugh a lot, and, you know, we fart, and we drink, and, you know, we play music, and, I mean, son of a gun. And, let me come clean here about something for a second. I've been working out here the last, shit, I don't even know how long, and taking the shakes, you know, and the drinks and the recovery stuff and the supplements and doing all this. Well, long and short of it is I ain't had a real meal in I don't know how long. Well, I said, to hell with that. Tonight, me and the kids went over to Taco Bueno, and yeah, man, it is. It's going to be a trumpet session in here for too long. You just never know. I mean, be like, hey, guys. Huh? Oh, my, what in the hell? Where's that sensor beat? There it is, right there. It is a family program. But part of what we do, besides the BS and laughing, which all kind of comes with it, you know, you never know who's going to pop in. You know, we do a lot of field band stuff. He's a good guy, you know. Justin, you.
Yeah.
We've had, what's that guy? Who's that doctor? He's on TV. He's been known to come on a couple of times. Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil comes on sometimes.
Oh, Dan Guthrie jumps in every now and then too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he'll pop in, and like when he does, man, you could just feel the wind blow. It kind of makes your mustache fly.
It really does. He always pops in with something smart too, right at the right time. It's just I'm like, dude, I know you know what you're doing. you know, give us a chance, man. Give us a chance.
Hey, guys.
We love those guys, man. Dan, he is the founder of the Pampa Paranormal Research Society up there in Pampa, Texas. And he is also the owner and CEO of Haunted Entertainment, which they have a great lineup. Justin, you and I are both clients of those guys. Have been really kind of since day one, man. We were some of the first to sign with him. I think one of the first handfuls of people to sign with him. That got back at StuCon, man. StuCon, what was it, 7 or 2?
I think it was 4. Was it 4 or 2? I think
it was
2.
It was in London, whichever. You know, they kind of jump around. I mean, one year it's 4, next year it's 11. I mean, you never know. They try to keep a good mixture inside there. But, you know, Dan up there, he's in the kind of north panhandle. And, you know, every time I think of Dan, I think of where I grew up, which is about an hour and a half south of him out in West Texas. And, you know, it's a different part of the world out there, Justin. You're out actually in East Texas where you grew up. You actually had trees and water and shit. You know, we had, like, cotton fields and, you know, dirt storms. I mean, actual storms of dirt. And, you know, but every time I think of home, I think of this one thing, and it's back to our country roots, Justin. I don't care where you move, son, you're always in the country. That's just the way it is. And this man right here is probably the best representation of country out there. And, man, he's a living legend. We love him. I hope you guys enjoy this. Be back in just a few.
At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. You're gonna give her all your heart, then she'll tear your your smile.
Hardly keep them straight, but every one of them are good. You know, speaking of country music artists, old Billy Currington, you know, that guy that sings pretty good at drinking beer, and he's got a whole bunch of them. Anyhow, this dude ended up in jail. He was in jail. Now, this was news from last week that we were going to do on the show, but like I said, we're playing catch-up, but he was in jail, and they put his ass in jail for, what does it say here, terroristic threats and abuse of an elderly person. And I believe what happened was that they went out and they got in an argument about something or other. And this guy called the cops on him. And Billy, I don't know if he'd been drinking or what, but he got a little loud, you know, and he wasn't backing down and kind of told this somebody where to. And they put him in jail, and he had a $27,000 bond. What was funny about that is that the guy stayed in jail for like 2 or 3 days. I mean, how much money do you think Billy Currington has? He can't afford to pay 10 or 20% to a bail bondsman to get out. He should have the $27,000 probably in his glove box. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just hanging around.
He probably didn't want to face his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, with that kind of stature and money, it wouldn't make it bad what she thought. Hell, she got mad. See you. You know, it ain't like he ain't got a line of them waiting on him, you know, at every damn city they go to. Why would you spend 2-3 days in jail if you didn't have to? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's one of those things, but it happens, you know. It's weird. There's a lot of stuff that happens that just kind of makes you just scratch your head, and it's like, what in the hell, you know? I mean, what in the hell is going on? You know, sometimes a perfect example of that is like halfway through a long relationship, okay? About halfway through, you step back and just go, what in the, I mean, that gone. I mean, hell, it's been 5 years done, gone, you know, and then you say, oh, well, you know, whatever. Next thing you know, you look at it, it's been 10 years, and you're like, son of a bitch. We've got a new segment, Justin. We've got a new segment coming this week. Now, we talked a little bit about this last time we were on there, but I got some good advice. And it, too, is breaking news.
Uh-oh. Breaking news. Uh-oh. Is it silent?
Check this out. Let me get my news reporter stuff ready. Most relationships in this day and age tend to go like now. Old days when people got together, when something happened, you didn't just throw it away and walk away from it. You fixed it. You know, you put in the effort, you did what you did, you fixed it, you moved on. As we've progressed over time, it's become more and more common and easy to separate and sever all ties from a spouse or husband or wife or whatever inside of a relationship. Just move on. Just move on. Get a divorce. Defriend them off of Facebook and move on, you know. And it seems like a lot of relationships nowadays start really fast. But relationships that start fast end fast. And what I've seen, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It seems like most relationships go like this. First month, oh, my God, I love you, honey. I love you, I love you, I love you. Let's put all the pictures out. Let's show everybody. Second month, oh, my God, we are together forever. Blasting it on the Twitter, hitting it out on the Facebook, doing everything, going to all the stuff. Third month, single. Single. Back to square one.
You said Twitter.
I did say Twitter, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I don't do a lot of the tweeting. The Twitter, it almost sounds like a dirty word. I know it. It's terrible. But, you know, hey, with these, it really don't matter. Mm-hmm.
That is true. That is true.
It really just don't freaking matter, man. Well, Justin, we got about 15 minutes till the break of the show. You know, we played some music here, some old music, some new music, some good stuff, some country, mm-hmm. little rock, some alternative. You know, we had some who is that? It's a good one. It's a good one. Fall Out Boy. You know, they just got back together, man.
That's crazy, guys, ain't it? They came back with a vengeance.
Can you believe that they were split up for 4 years, though? 4 years.
I believe it.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that long, but it was. They, like you said, they had come back with a vengeance. You know, a little bit earlier, we played their brand-new song. It's called My Songs Know What You Did in the Dark. I don't understand that title, but I like the song. But we've
right.
got a little bit of everything. You know, and Justin, you asked for me to load up a song here a couple weeks ago by a band that I couldn't remember for nothing. I could not remember the name of these guys. I don't know why. I don't know what. But this seems to be a pretty good song. I don't understand the names or whether, but I guess they're trying to be creative, you know. But this is by a band called 30 Seconds to Mars. I don't know what the name of the song is or what. But
It's called This Is War.
It's what?
This Is War.
She said what?
This Is War. WAR.
Chirp,
chirp.
Chirp, chirp.
What's
the people, the good and the evil. idea.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that was 30 Seconds to Mars. That was War. Whew. That was a long song, man.
Yep. This is War.
It's about 5 minutes, and I mean, golly. But we are five minutes away from the break of the show, man. And Justin, tell everybody out there what we do in the second half of the show, sir.
What we do in the second half of the show is we kind of shift gears a little bit, and it becomes kind of chaotic.
It does. The last half hour of our show every week, folks, is what we call chaos. It is FWPK all time. That's where we talk about anything and everything, that let it all out. If you want to call in, give us a shout. That number is 323-580-5703. But don't call in until about the last 30 minutes of the show, which is about 35 minutes away. We're going to take a break here in just a few and get up, stretch the legs a little bit, crack another beer, come back. We've got a few things to talk about on the second half of the show. We're going to get into some of the stuff that's going on. We've got some other new music to play for you guys. We try to load up some stuff here every week for y'all. So, again, if you have suggestions or anything that you want to hear, please let us know. Catch Justin on Facebook. You can catch me on the Twitter somehow. I don't know how it works. But second half, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about our numbers, a little bit about how we've been doing it, and how much we appreciate every single one of you guys that make those numbers happen each and every week. We're going to talk a little bit of seriousness about some stuff that's been going on in the chaos hour. And you know, we're real, man. We're American, and we're Texan. And you can't just be quiet about everything, especially when it's stuff that's important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot. Justin, I know you get, man, you, this guy, okay, folks, let me tell you about Justin here. Everybody knows he's a good guy. He's active duty military and all this, but, I mean, this stuff, it's not a joke. It's not playing around. When, you know, the bombing in Boston happened, Justin called me on the phone, and that and the explosion in West, they were kind of back-to-back out there. This dude called me on the phone, and he was fired up, guys. He was fired up. I mean, he was pissed. He was ready. I mean, ready to go. He was just mad, you know, just pissed. It didn't matter. And, I mean, I've known Justin a long time. I've only ever seen him mad, I think, twice. And he was pissed. You know, and I think that there's a lot of people in the country that felt that way and have felt that way over the past few weeks. And Justin, I know you've got some good thoughts on that stuff later on, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into that a little bit on the second half of the show when we come back. So far we played a little bit of rock, a little alternative, a little bit of country. And that's kind of where we stayed. We did a rap song one time. I think we
had.
Yeah, we did. Who was it? The two, we had a 12-pack in, no, it wasn't,
Speaking of rap, Kevin.
Who was it?
This before we get into our break, real quick, you know, and it's part of the breaking news, real quick, we can get a breaking news thing going.
Yeah. There was what? Mm-hmm.
All right. 90s rapper from the group Crisscross. One of the guys actually was found dead in his apartment yesterday. So nobody knows how he died or anything like that. Apparently, I know that he had some sort of a medical condition, so there's no telling. Autopsies are supposed to do that. But I'm thinking what we need to do is during the break is load up a little bit of junk.
Well, if you can find it, friend, you're much more savvy on that, but we will definitely try to take a look and see if we can get some jump stuff in here. You know, it's funny, I was watching a movie the other day, Friends with Benefits. I had never seen it, and there's a part in there that references Crisscross and on there, and it's just weird that you bring that up. Man, I hadn't heard those guys since shit high school. Last time I heard you sing about
right?
it. That's sad, man. That's terrible. Well, hell, our condolences to the family. You know, they say things like that come in three. You know. And it's just sad no matter what it is. And anytime something like that happens, you know, there's one thing that normally gets that stuff off of your mind. And
you
mentioned that each week.
Well, you mentioned it coming in threes. The guitarist and the founder of the band Slayer died today.
What?
Yeah, and so that's and two. So we're trying to figure out who the third.
I tell you who the third one is. Last week, country legend singer George Jones.
George Jones. Yep.
That's right. And, you know, with something like that, man, there's one thing that, like I said, will take it off your mind and ease the pain for a little bit. But memories are a hard thing to wipe away, man. But drinking a little bit sometimes does it. So we're going to take a break, folks, and be back in just a few.
At the bar, sipping on a regular Coke. We were drinking and smoking and making him the butt of our jokes. We all said, man, what happened to you? Why can't you just have a few? He said, I would if I could, but it's probably best that I don't. Cause the more I drink, the more I drink, then I'm the world's greatest lover and a dancing machine. I get loud, I get proud, and it gets worse. Well, if I have one, I'll have 13. Now there ain't no in between. Cause the more I drink, full of cold ones and somebody hands me a shot. Hell, even bucktooth and bow-legged women start looking hot. And pretty soon I'm bumming cigarettes and sweet-talking some big brunettes. Yeah, once I get on a roll, there ain't no telling where I'll stop. Cause the more I drink, the more I drink, then I'm the world's greatest lover and a dancing machine. I get loud, I get proud, and it gets worse. Yeah. Drink, the more I drink, the more I drink.
Here we go. You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals.
Ghost Hunt.
Ghost Hunt.
Texas style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Paranormal radio.
Paranormal radio. We are the best in paranormal radio, and we do have the numbers to prove it. This is Ghost Hunting Texas style. Thank you for coming back to the second half of the show with us, Justin.
What's happening?
Are you here? Are you ready?
I'm here.
Do you want to talk numbers for a second? Just a second. Few things here. Got to tell you, man. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Our numbers are killing them. They're kicking ass. They're kicking ass. We want to thank every one of you guys that listen to us every single week, Justin. We got some great, great people, man, that we are able to work with and know and be friends with and do this kind of thing with, man, and it shows. You know, we've had as many as up to almost 600 listeners, 567 listeners archived in 1 week, as a matter of fact. Up to a little over 40 live listeners on average at one time. We average week to week over the last 2 months on average about 465 listeners a week, man, and that's just great. And, you know, like I said, you got some peaks, got some lows on some different weeks and stuff, but if we had as many Colbys as we had listeners, boy, it'd be a good time in here. And
Oh, yeah, it would.
I'd crack one for each and every one of you if you could, but we love you. We appreciate you listening every single week. This is Ghost Hunt Texas Style on Unknown Paranormal Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Justin.
What's up, man?
This is kind of your forte. You handle the second half of the show. You do what you do. And we roll into chaos, and I know you've got some good stuff going in for us, but I do have some other music that we're going to try to get into in a few. And what do you think about those numbers, man? What do you think about that stuff, man? It just makes me realize that there's a bunch of really cool people out there that support us in everything that we do, and we love them. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. And I know one thing's for sure. It makes Kevin's nipples hard when you listen to us. So keep listening to us.
Dadgummit. Dadgummit.
Now,
nipples.
Yeah. Good deal. Now, this has been cool. I mean, like I said, you know, the last 2 weeks have been kind of crazy. And the reason we say that, you know, because for those folks that tried to tune in live the last couple weeks, it was a no-go. It was a flop. And because of the storms and all that junk. Yes, sir. What?
You know what's funny about that?
What's that?
That was the show that we did back on April 18th. I think we got about, I don't know, 4 minutes into the show. 2.5 of that was the opening song. You know, trying, and the server crashed over at Blog Talk. But still, even then, we had 240 of our friends that tuned into that bad boy. I mean, that's just amazing in itself. I think we all owe them an applause. And,
Absolutely.
I don't know how many we have. I have to have some for after the show, but I will share a few.
Thanks, sir. Absolutely.
There it is. 240, man. That's great. That's
not
awesome.
Bad at all.
Not bad
at all.
We'll take it.
Now, I do. Let's see here. Hold on 1 second. Speaking of shout outs, I cannot pronounce the last name, but we do have a new listener. Her name is Amanda Schindler. Del Chiapia, I don't know. I mean, I probably completely butchered that. but I just want to, from Ghost Hunting Texas Style, from myself, Justin, and Kevin, we want to say welcome and thank you for tuning in. For everybody else that's tuning in, that, you know, thank you once again. You're the reason why the numbers have been going up. You're the reason why these, you know, we keep running this show is because we want to continue amusing you, I guess you could say.
Ain't that fun? How to do?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And And the thing is that this is one thing that's really, really blowing me away more than anything. The dadgum weather. Isn't it supposed to be 90-something degrees over there where you are, and now it's like going to drop down to, I don't know, 40?
Yeah, that's a bad word. Weather's that's a bad word. We can't have it.
Yeah,
man, yesterday, dude, it was 86 degrees. It was hot. It felt hot, high humidity, 86 degrees. Actually used air conditioner, right? Today, it's 44. And, I mean, it happened just go to bed, it's nice, windows open, wake up, freeze. It sucks, man. What's it doing out there?
It's about doing the same. And
where are you at? Where are you at?
I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas.
What the hell are you doing out there?
Exploring until I come home to Texas. I didn't come up here with Dora.
With Dora? You got Juan Ricardo Valdez with you?
I don't know, but I bet if he was up here, he could probably find some diamond-shaped coffee.
I've been looking for that son of a bitch. I ain't seen that dude in years. That's funny.
I hear, though, that he's around causing some commotion. That's the rumor.
I'm sure he is. He traveled by land and by foot last time. And this time I think he may sail, but he might want to take a few things into consideration. One of them being his severe case of ADD, and in his honor, we're going to play this little song for him right here, folks. We'll be right back, guys. This is AWOL Nation.
remember a time back in the day, Justin, where things were right and people did the right thing because it was the right damn thing to do? Do you remember a time like that, sir?
Absolutely.
Well, I can tell you, it ain't today. It's not today's day and age. And, you know, I just thought about something that I'm going to talk about during chaos in the midst of what you're going to share with us. And I'm pretty fired up about it. And I really am. And that's why I love chaos, is because we get to say whatever the hell we want to say. Because this is our show, and this is how we do it, and that's how we do it in text. And that's what we're going to do. I've got a subject. I know everybody, man, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's some crap, and I just recently did some research on it, and I'm a little fired up about it. That was, folks, that was Sale by AWOL Nation, and we played that in highlight there for our good friend Richard Contreras, a.k.a. Juan Ricardo Valdez, who ended up stealing and coughing the damn door cape and booted it with a scooter all the way from Texas to California after raising all kinds of hell down here in Burleson, stealing coffee, getting doors kicked in, cheating on people's wives. Never know what's going to happen with this guy. It was a terrible incident with a good ending, and we ain't seen him in a couple years. But that song was dedicated to him because you can't get him on one subject more than five, 10 seconds at any point. But we love him to death, and he's one of our best friends in the world, and that there was for him. And Justin, we got so much music loaded up in here, man. It's hard to get it all. You know, we could just play music for 2 hours.
Hell, yeah, we could.
We might get more listeners if we just shut up and do that.
you know want to hear? You know, you said this is a family program, right? You know, kid friendly,
mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Well,
I just saw the funniest thing. Well, maybe not so much kid friendly. I think it's parental discretion is advised. Okay. Oh, real quick before I do that, I gotta throw a disclaimer. Okay, the views of Ghost Hunting Texas Style may not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Radio Network. Now, real quick, I happened to see something that just completely just, I saw it and I laughed. That's why I laughed just now. You know,
mm-hmm.
That thing that you do when things are funny. Okay,
yeah.
Anyways, Phil Summers, our good friend Phil Summers shared something.
Love that,
on
guy.
There, and it was hilarious. Okay. And this actually came from a dude named Raphael James, WCSC. I guess he's with the news channel. He said,
okay.
All right, could there be a health benefit to eating boogers? Could be.
Oh,
the story coming up next at Fox 24 News at 10.
No way.
I'm like, what the heck? Dude, that booger-eating news anchor needs to get a life, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad, man. That's pretty bad. I don't know about doing all that kind of stuff. What I do know is that we have to take one short, quick little break. Take care of some paperwork here.
You're listening to the Unknown Radio Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/unknownpg. You are in.
You are in. I love that. You are in. That's what she said. Is it in? Love you.
You're in, baby.
Oh,
I am?
Uh-huh.
You're like,
right. That's
like, you're
you
in, baby? I am? Well, damn, I thought it was like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Hey, you feel anything? Yeah, if you do circles, you can.
I definitely ain't scraping the paint off the walls, that's for sure.
It's like putting your dick in a coffee can.
Oh, my God.
You should have waited till now to do that disclaimer.
Hey, at least I did it before.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible. I tell you what, sir, we have about... we got about 3 or 4 minutes before we...
Woo,
what up, fucker? God almighty. Put it up, we've seen it. Like an old catcher's mitt. God.
It's like a bulldog eating mayonnaise. I mean...
Oh, man, I tell you what, man, I knew this was going to
happen. Dadgummit!
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
He's pissed. He just got up, walked out of the room. You heard him slam the door. We got about four,
3.5 minutes here till chaos time. Chaos time, I'm going to roll in tonight, Justin, with a song that I think explains kind of a little bit about what people are feeling across the country as a whole into, the mood, man, kind of a little bit of the persona that America has taken and in the light of a lot of people. It's crazy. It's scary. It ain't right. It ain't what we're used to. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going on, and we're going to get right into this thing, and when we come back, folks, we're going to jump off right into FWP chaos stuff.
Speaking of that's right, I know one thing that's right. We got a little crisscross jump in the music now.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Well, let's see
if
we'll see if we can find that. Guys, we are live in chaos. Boy, it's gonna be a heated discussion, Justin. I know I got time.
Yeah. Yep. You know it. As always.
As always. Well, listen, we're about to kick this thing off, and I don't know what you're talking about, this crisscross. I'm on.
Yeah, you gotta have to you got to refresh it, brother.
I did that. And
it's in there. You'll see.
Great.
Here we go.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Kick us off, Justin.
That's right. Now we're in chaos.
Was it, man?
As Kevin, said before, everything goes.
Right.
All
right.
Now you need to prepare yourselves that are listening. Okay. Let's vent a little bit. Okay?
Yeah.
First and foremost, huh?
Tell him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell him.
You jumping and jumping. Can you hear me? All right. Excuse me. Whew. Man, this is a kid program. That gum. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what I want to mention first and foremost is I had mentioned it earlier, and it's got me pretty heated. It's got me very, very heated. Now, again, I'm going to read verbatim what I put on my wall in regards to the information that I heard, and I'm going to read this out, okay? It says this. Okay, so I know the distinct differences in sharing one's faith with somebody and cramming it down somebody's throat. I know the difference between the two. Somebody sharing faith, and then somebody cramming it down their throat. Okay, now with that said, I have been brought to light that our military leaders at the Pentagon are now possibly looking to implement a court-martial with a dishonorable discharge for those armed services members that share their faith with another. Really? I put on here, I will lay my life down to preserve the beliefs of my comrades. I'm not ashamed to say that I believe in God and I'm saved by the blood of Jesus, but when you take away the religious freedoms from your armed service members, you defeat the purpose of what we protect. Yes, the Constitution. I will not be swayed in my belief and will never cram, but will share with those I care about when the time is right. But you don't take away my freedom to serve while I protect my belief and the belief of others. God have mercy on our leaders.
Don't they have freaking chapels on the military bases?
Yeah, they do. And see, that's the thing, though. That's the thing is that they're. Hold on, I'm gonna. Oh man, I'm about to rant and rave now. All right, okay. Hold on a second. There is a guy by the name of. Hold on a second. I'm getting it now. Where is it at? Okay, here it is. It's not a guy. It's a douchebag. I know that's very not very Christian-like, but I'm sorry, but it's got me heated, okay? This is basically what happened, okay? This is a douchebag. He's an anti-Christian extremist. His name is Mikey Weinstein, okay? He wants the upper management in the Pentagon to develop a court-martial procedure to punish Christians in the military who express their faith or share their faith. Now, Weinstein, this douchebag, is the head of the Military Religious Freedoms Foundation, and he says Christians, including chaplains, share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the military, are guilty of treason and of committing an act of spiritual rape as a serious crime as sexual assault. He also asserted that Christians sharing their faith in the military are enemies of the Constitution. First and foremost, I don't care what anybody says. That dude
bullshit.
Is stupid,
that's
and that's bullshit.
No
okay?
way. No way. No way. Absolutely not, man. Every religion is open about what they are or where they're at. That's the whole point of it. You know, they have the services there. People are going to talk amongst themselves. You know, that's ridiculous to try to compare a thought process to a physical act of force, like rape. That is completely ignorant, in my opinion.
Listen to this. So President Barack Obama's civilian appointees who lead the Pentagon are confirming that the military will make it a crime, possibly resulting in imprisonment for those
wow.
in uniform to share their faith.
Wow.
This would include chaplains, military officers who are ordained clergymen of their faith, most Christian pastors or priests or Jewish rabbis, whose duty since the founding of the freaking U.S. military under George Washington is to teach their faith and minister to the spiritual needs of troops who come from the council instruction for comfort.
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say to that. And Obama's going to let that go through? Of course he is. Of course he is. What more do you expect from a mother that it won't even put his hand over his heart during the Pledge of Allegiance? He doesn't salute the flag even though he's a commander in chief. I don't give a damn if it's deserved or not. You want to know the only three times in American history that our national holidays, from president to military, has not been observed? Are the three freaking times it's come as Barack Obama has been in term. It's ridiculous, man. I mean, he didn't go to Arlington Memorial when it was time to do the deal. He doesn't go to Veterans Day. He doesn't do any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's just crap. It's not like we're sitting here talking crap. This is the truth. This is the stuff in the news. This is the stuff that we see. This is our leader. And this is the kind of crap that's going to go on. That's just bad, man. These people with this Westboro Baptist Church. I know everybody's heard about this thing. But with the recent, explosion out in West Texas and the bombing in Boston, these people have actually had the sick and nerve, Justin, to come out and say that, they were going to picket the firefighters' funerals. You know, they're saying don't feel any remorse or sympathy for the firefighters. Let me say something, man. Over 35 confirmed that those were first responders. 160 people were injured in this thing. Firefighters went missing. It was a 2.1 magnitude explosion, and it was right freaking next door to a school, a hospital, and elderly old folks home. I mean, people were hurt, man. This thing happened, and they're taking specific sentences that come from a circumstantial situation in the Bible, and taking these specific words and trying to perpetuate that into a direct statement saying that this is a commandment or an instruction or a letter or a sign from God. And that is complete crap. I got two words for the people at Westboro Baptist Church, and that's hypocrite. Exactly what it is. They're using the Bible in their faith to try to stand up and say all this, and that, when all it is, it's one person, it's one man that's in charge of that is freaking headstrong on something that is radical in his beliefs. He's got a bunch of ignorant people that are there to back him up, and they're doing it publicly, and it's a disgrace. It's a complete It's crap. You know, the people and the stuff that happened in Boston is absolutely ridiculous. So many people were hurt and injured. This stuff was premeditated. They admitted to it. But what's in the news? Not the people who got hurt, not how they're getting, help and recovering and what impact, all this kind of stuff is different. But what's in the news is the mother of these two, POSs, and they're pissed because her boyfriend, and they're actually giving her credit. They're going to listen to her story about some kind of this, that, and the other when she knew about this some of this the whole time living in here. Why are these people living here when all they're trying to do is destroy us? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. I mean, come on, man. You know, what the hell? Where are we going to? I understand that's her boy with this and that, but they did it. They admitted to it. They're in jail, but she's pissed and filing a lawsuit, and that's what we're focusing on? I mean, really? That shouldn't even be allowed. Somebody should have laughed that shit right out of court and said, yeah, right. You know what I mean? I mean, come on.
Right.
I mean, what the hell is going on in today's? And that's kind of why we played that song,
He said,
From Fallout Boy. It talks about, this is not a city, a community. It's not. It's getting to where it is an arms race, and it's an arms race in all kinds of fashions. It's about religion and faith. It's about money. It's about stature. It's about position, all these different types of things. And our world is getting severely dangerous, man. It's getting severely dangerous, and it's just sad, dude. It's sad. You know, it really is. It just sucks. It just really sucks.
Absolutely. And then this is another thing, too, man. You know, of course, everybody knows about what happened with Boston. You know, everybody knows with West and so on and so forth. I mean, this stuff is just crazy insane. If you look on YouTube, and this is crazy, and then I'm not trying to rise up the conspiracy theorists out there. Well, maybe I kind of am, but still. There are YouTube videos out there. And, Kevin, check this out. There are YouTube videos that folks have actually, some of the videos that were, like, close up of the actual explosion in West.
Uh-huh.
There were folks that actually slowed this down little by little, frame by frame, and they could see something from the left-hand side that what looks like a missile.
What?
Coming in from the side.
Really?
And the thing is apparently a helicopter from Fort Hood crashed the same time that this thing exploded.
What? Wow.
So you tell me that there's not something going on.
There's stuff going on everywhere. But that's the whole thing. That's the core thing that's really screwing up everything is there's no trust. Nobody knows what to believe, so they go off on these outlandish, extreme ideas. But who are we to say they're not right? Now it is, you don't know what to believe. You know what I mean? You don't know what to believe. You have to be very secure in your foundation and who you are,
mm-hmm.
Be strong and be, you know, take care of yourself and prepare as best as possible. But, I mean, well, these are real world things. And they're happening every day, and things that are acceptable now absolutely would not have been acceptable 50 years ago. You know, and I understand that times change and people evolve, and that way of thinking back then can't be realistic now. But at the same time, where did the values go? Where did the morals go? Where does the, you know, doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do? Whatever happened to treat another person the way that you want to be treated? So, that one very simple rule that if everybody did, we wouldn't have any problem. Think about it. One simple statement that took a deep, impactful meaning. That when you really, really think about it and try to break it down, there's no two ways about it. It's right. You know, if you want to be respected and treated well and done with some justice, right, and take care of you, your family, do that for other people. If every person in the world did that, there wouldn't be any problem.
Yep, you know, that's true.
But because of greed and selfishness and all these other things, it's kind of crazy and it's sad, you know? And you know what else is sad, Justin? You mentioned a little bit earlier, the guy from the group, Chris Cross, back when we were kids, passed away. And I think that's just terrible. You know, George Jones has passed away. Somebody else. And I think we should play.
Yeah, it was the founder and the lead shredder guitarist, for Slayer passed away.
Wow. Well, that's crazy. I don't have any Slayer in here, but I do have some jump. Let's take a few and go back in time for a minute. Check this out. This is kind of a little memorial to that man. We were very sorry and prayers go out here.
A young love. Texas Style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
That was crisscross. Jump.
Man, Mac crazy. Daddy make you jump.
I tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on, man, that is just tragic. And that's one of them. You know, George Jones, man. Thank you, man. He was a legend, man. He was a legend, and he's gone. He's gone. It's crazy, man. It sucks, dude. It really sucks, man. We lost a good one there.
The high tech redneck.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Well, I tell you what, man. I don't know what's going on, you know, in the world. I know that one thing, Justin, is you know, even though we discuss a lot of these things that are going on, at the end of the day, at the end of the story, we always try to come to a positive note, and you know, we try to see the positive in everything and do the best that we can whenever we can. And out of all this, you know, it really, the good thing is, in my opinion, it gives us an opportunity to be real. We have a chance now to be realistic. We have a chance now to really check ourselves. Where are we at in our faith? What do we believe? What are we willing to stand up for? And what are we willing to put a stop to? You know, how far are we going to stretch that limit? And I feel pretty damn secure down here in Texas. I tell you that, man. I think we got a handle on it. We got bullets aplenty. You know, it's they're a little plastic. But, you know, we try to work hard, so we got the moment. We'll get out there and get it down. And, I say bring it, man. I say come on with it. You know, I don't know how this stuff's flying out there, but all we can do, all we are in control of is what we say, what we do. That's it. Be perfect. You know, that's all we're in control of, nothing else. And so you have to face every situation when it comes. And hopefully, not us, not our children, their children's children are going to, you know, have to really deal with something world-changing like that. But hopefully we can keep them out and turn them up. Got to always make them, you know, see the good in life. And one of the good things in life is love. Oh, man, this turns happy. It is love. Love another person. You got to do things for the right reason to make their day better, to make them happy. That bringing joy to another person is contagious and it spreads. You know, and sometimes I can start with a guy and a girl and a little flirt, man. Got drinks in the bar, you know about that. That's how it is. And we're going to get this song here real quick.
Girl, you cut those jeans just right. I know you didn't buy them like that, so baby, don't even try that. You dance, oh, you move, yeah, like there ain't nobody watching. But girl, you know I'm watching, don't lie. You got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try. Closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, you've been looking over here all night, and when I look, you look away, oh, I love the little games you play, I bet you didn't mean to brush my hand when you walk by. Like you didn't mean to drive me crazy. Don't lie. You got it all figured out. That smile has got me spinning around. Don't even try acting like it ain't no thing.
So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, I wanna get out of here and let me show you, how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that's mine, got me closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
Boy, that's a foot tapper right there, I tell you what, man.
Yeah, it is.
It really is for a damn country song, it's pretty catchy, I like it. Well, we are, we are right dab smack in the middle of chaos. Actually, a little closer on the inside of this program here, Justin. We only got about 6-7 minutes left of this thing. We're gonna close it out with a good song that you loaded up a couple weeks ago. You got a good taste in music, sir. I like it. And it's gonna be called Hollywood Undead. That thing is awesome. I like it. But Justin, we got a few minutes. Close out the show. What are we doing next week, man? Take us home,
well, let's see. Well, let's see. Next week. What is next week? Oh yeah.
Huh.
All I know is that next week I'm going to be making some money.
I heard that. Well, I know
this weekend,
Fort Worth Paranormal does have an event out at Catfish Plantation in Waxahachie, Texas. It's one of the first events for our season with those guys. It's an after-hours ghost party. It has dinner included. Please look them up at catfishplantation.com. Check us out. We will be there this Saturday. Night from about 10 p.m. until 3-4 o'clock in the morning. So come on out for some drinks, some good home cooking, and try to join us. Check us out at forwardparanormal.com and listen to us every week live Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Your host, Justin Eric. He is the man with the plan that's going to take us home from here. Thank you guys for listening to us tonight. My name's Kevin Bryant. I'm going to be out of here, Justin. I'll hit the button when you are ready. You let me know. Take it home, sir.
All right. Now, folks, once again, just like Kevin said, we appreciate you guys listening in. For all of our archived listeners, once again, thank you. Now that we finally are able to run a damn show in the last 2 weeks. So it is really, really cool. So we're very, very excited, very, very happy that that you're listening in. And like I'm stoked. So with that said, I just want to say, next week, tune in. We will have an announcement. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's going to be an announcement. Will it be funny? I don't know, probably. But you know what? It's going to be an announcement. Just check it out. So to everybody, from myself to Kevin, from everybody with Fort Worth Paranormal and Unknown Radio Network, have a good night. Hit it.